The American Banknote Building looks like an expansive, semi-abandoned brick warehouse. On the inside, the maze of hallways lead to small nonprofit office spaces, artists with performance studios, and commercial businesses. And from the roof of the building, on a clear, warm fall evening, the view of the South Bronx is on display.
If you look to your right, you'll see the Bruckner Expressway. If you look to your left, you'll see sewage sludge pelletizing plants, smokestacks, waste facilities, a couple power plants down the hill. And all those impacts come right here. And we're the ones that are dealing with it.
Majora Carter is a fast-talking community activist who recently won a MacArthur Genius Award for her work fighting poverty and pollution. Her nonprofit group, Sustainable South Bronx, is housed on the fourth floor, and installing a green roof on the building owned by a private landlord was her idea.
A green roof cleans the air. It deals with stormwater management so that we don't have to expand our sewage treatment plants in the neighborhood. And it also attracts beautiful, beneficial things like butterflies and songbirds, and while also keeping standing water at bay so it doesn't attract things like West Nile producing mosquitoes.
The architect who designed the green roof says the plants should be able to absorb up to 80% of the storm water that gathers on the roof. Runoff from a storm can force untreated sewage into rivers, and the hope is the less runoff, the less we have to rely on water treatment plants. Plants add a layer of protection on a roof and therefore can extend its life. A green roof is also supposed to reduce heating and cooling costs by acting as an insulator. And if green roofs were clustered together, some scientists believe the temperature of a hot city could go down. Researcher Joyce Rosenthal says this is called lowering the urban heat island effect.
The urban heat island effect is the tendency of urbanized land cover, concrete, asphalt, man-made surfaces, when it replaces natural vegetative cover, soil and trees, to literally change the climate and weather patterns of an urban area relative to its surrounding rural and suburban areas.
Rosenthal says an experiment in the 1990s showed that New York was 4 degrees hotter than its surrounding suburbs and rural areas. She says that's because asphalt and black tar absorb the sun's rays, retain it, and then re-radiate it back into the atmosphere. A green roof would help reduce that effect. This South Bronx green roof covers about 1,000 square feet and is planted in the shape of a U. Black rectangular plastic planters of varying depths hold a variety of small plants, picked not for their beauty, but for their durability and function. Landscape architect Kathleen Bakewell says this young garden will be a carpet of green by next year.
It's starting to slow down because we're starting to get into the cooler months. Some of these things will die back significantly. Some will stay and have a really nice presence throughout the winter. And then in the spring, there'll be this burst of green.
The garden is supposed to be self-sustaining and live off the rainwater. It's planted with plants of the common nursery variety like purple coneflower and garden juniper on one side, and, quote, native Bronx plant life on the other. The idea is to let them compete and see which fares better. The landscape architects also want to see what types of new plant life might sprout up, so Bakewell and her designer Suzanne Boyle have purposely left several large planters with nothing in them but dirt.
There might be seeds flying in from somewhere else outside of this roof.
Birds dropping something. We're just going to watch and learn. And that's the thing about communities. The competition can change over time. Some things will do very well. Some things may not do well. And we'll be studying all that so that we can continue with more roofs throughout the Bronx and New York and really learn from each one and apply that knowledge every time we do a new roof.
Green roofs do not come cheap. Bakewell says $16 to $24 a square foot is common, but prices can certainly go higher. With the help of Joyce Rosenthal, who is currently studying green roof projects around the world, the architects and Majora Carter hope to prove the cost is worth it when you consider the public health and environmental benefits. It's difficult to tell how many green roofs exist in New York City. Bakewell has worked on 4 others. The largest one in the city just opened up over the Silver Cup Studios in Long Island City. And Bronx Borough President Adolfo Carrion says he knows of 9 other green roofs in the Bronx alone. Garion says any new development that comes to his borough must have a green roof.
We can't force anybody, but we certainly are creating incentives for them by saying we will be very, very supportive of your project and very friendly to your project if you consider using a green roof technology. Just like we say, if you work with us and hire local contractors and local residents, we will look very favorably upon your project.
Majora Carter wants more public officials to stand behind green roof technology.
The bottom line is this is one small project, and we recognize that. But if the city decides to put into place a mechanism that make it easier to do sustainable developments, then yes, we're going to feel it first in low-income communities of color.
She hopes that one day an aerial view of her South Bronx will look more like parkland than black tar and smokestacks. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.